UKGC opens new consultation period on Gambling Act proposals. The UK Gambling Commission, UKGC, the region's betting regulator, has announced it has started another consultation period on recommendations from the Gambling Act Review White Paper of 2023. This round will focus on raising gaming machine standards and testing practices to deliver safer gambling for customers in the UK. This is the third consultation process in the proposed changes to the current Gambling Act in the UK. It will last from the 29th of January 2025 to the 20th of May 2025 and is open to all stakeholders in the gaming industry to contribute. The core of the new proposals can be broken down into key points that set industry standards, including a set of license conditions, as well as a social responsibility code that features settings using limits on deposits and duration of gameplay, and safer gambling messaging offering support to players. Additionally, the consultation proposes amending three existing standards that are designed to enhance gameplay for customers and a further 12 current standards that are to be combined into a single standard. Quote, "The white paper sets out that a top priority is ensuring that gambling happens safely. We share this commitment, and today's consultation proposes how we could implement gaming machine changes in the land-based sector." Tim Miller, Executive Director for Research and Policy at UKGC. UKGC aware of cost of implementing proposals. The UKGC has stated they are aware of the costs that major changes to legislation may have on the design and software maintenance of gaming machines and terminals. The Commission is keen to hear from all stakeholders on the business effects they believe the proposals may have. The Commission wants to gather the opinions of gaming operators so that all stakeholders in the gambling industry can collaborate to amend the Gambling Act to create a safer and more sustainable gaming environment. Last week, the UKGC urged gaming content providers to help combat illegal gambling in the region. Quote, "We recognize that regulatory changes that impact the design of machines can come with considerable costs. We are encouraging consumers, gambling businesses, and other interested groups to share evidence that will assist us in measuring both the likely regulatory impacts of the proposed changes and the likely costs of implementing them. This evidence will be invaluable to helping make a robust assessment on whether the benefits to consumers are proportionate to the costs involved." Tim Miller, Executive Director for Research and Policy at UKGC.